got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
7 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday morning, the 23rd of April. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden will be joined by Dr. Pam Popper in a moment, because in this moment in time each day, I like to spend time on health activities, well-being issues, things that are good for you. Jennifer, you'll be happy to know.
Yes.
That a pair of Marie Antoinette's shoes sold at auction for $57,000. Story at DougSteffen.com.
That's an expensive pair of shoes.
Didn't she have extraordinarily small feet? Don't I remember that about?
I think you might be right.
Marie Antoinette.
Teeny tinies. I can't imagine if you're paying $57,000 for a pair of shoes, though, that you're going to wear them.
Didn't she get guillotined? Did Marie Antoinette get guillotined?
Yeah. Yes, her head was off with her head.
Yeah, it would have been easier if they just chopped off her feet, right? Yeah. Or not? No?
Different outcome.
Yeah, right. I didn't think about it. Off with her feet! Yeah.
At least she couldn't go anywhere.
No. I think that was the problem. I think that's why she was off with her head, as it turns out. Phil Leppert, our supermarket guru, has some great tips. He's an ardent shopper, expert in things that have to do with the food that you eat. And there are some great tips at DougSteffen.com. Next to the Queen of Cheap Box, you'll see his information, tips on healthy takeout meals. Do you buy meals? This is something I want to talk to Pam about, in fact. Do you go, let's just go around the room here. Richie, how much takeout food do you buy, and what is the source of it? Do you go to the restaurant, do you go to the supermarket, or do you do it at all?
Both.
You do takeout?
Yes, we do takeout.
How do you decide what you're going to get for a takeout meal and where you're going to go to get it?
It usually is dependent upon our schedule that day. For example, Sean has baseball practice. He gets home from school at this time, and then he has to be at practice at this time, and then the kids have to be in bed at this time. So we will do something like bring something pre-made home from the supermarket that we can eat real quick. Yeah, really quickly. Or stop by Tony's Pizza or
Tony's
little neighborhood pizza place.
Tony's Pizza.
I love Tony.
Tony's Pizza. Tony. Good stuff.
Tony. Has a Tony's Pizza.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and he's a real Italian, so.
All right, so Roberto, what do you do when it comes to food? If you are imbibing and takeout, do you get a supermarket? Do you go to the restaurant itself? What do you do?
Well, I live in Manhattan, so going to the supermarket means you have to remortgage your house and apartment.
Right.
There's no such thing.
Right.
So you can eat quite cheaply in New York City. You just have to know how. What you do is the lunch specials. The lunch specials in New York go until 4.
Really?
So at about a quarter to 4, they're usually $7.95 or $8.95. At about a quarter to 4, I'll go in and I'll buy 2 lunch specials.
Wait a minute. And even more than that, there's a 2-for here, because there's stick around for an hour, you can get the early bird special at 5 o'clock. So you get the lunch.
Yeah, you get the fixed price meals too.
Yeah, right.
But the lunch is the real deal. So we'll go and I'll get 2 orders of pho or some chicken with broccoli or something like that, and we'll just take it back and I'll wait for Victoria to get home.
Right.
That'll be our dinner and actually part of our lunch for the next day, because we just can't finish it all. So.
All right. So Jen, what do you do?
Definitely grocery store takeout person, because I have Trader Joe's nearby, so I will, and they have a lot of pre-made stuff that I definitely take advantage of.
Yep.
And I do take out, I don't know, every once in a while, usually from mom and pop places around the area.
Okay.
But mostly grocery store for me, I think.
Heather, what do you do?
Well, I really don't get a lot of takeout, but when I do a whole paycheck, I'm sorry, I think. Some people.
Whole Foods.
Oh. Right. But speaking of cheap deals, if you go to at least most of the Whole Foods that I've been in, their lunchtime special, they have $5 specials.
Yeah.
That's a whole meal that is delicious and nutritious.
It's something about going to the, especially to, I don't know, any supermarket, and then sitting down in the supermarket and having, Tony and I last year had the most fun. We would go, there was a Whole Foods near her house. and we might go to the movies, and then she'd want to go over and get something to bring home, and then she'd say, no, let's eat it here. And I remember one night we were hysterical, because for some reason, Megan had called her on the phone, and Brendan had called me on the phone, and we were, the two of us were in the Whole Foods sitting down, like a couple of old, like 90-year-old people, the bag people, having... she decided she wanted chicken something or other. So we had that, and we're having, and she'd had her arm up, so I had to cut up her food. And it was like we were from another, it was like a time war. And the two kids, when they found that they had called us at the same time, were hysterical with the fact that we were sitting in there having a meal. It was, and it is, it's like so foreign for me. I don't get takeout. I don't like takeout. It just is, I don't know, it just doesn't compute with me. But it is handy for a lot of people who are very busy. Where's Pam, Richie? We got Pam?
I'm here.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. So now, Dr. Pam Popper runs the wellness...
I'm glad we moved away from the body parts coming off, by the way, to something a little more in my field.
What I wanted to know was whether you did this. I mean, in terms of... I've been at the Wellness Forum in Columbus. You have your own prep food, which is pretty fantastic. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about this now as a lead into our conversation with you is how you can do takeout and really have it be healthy. You've proven that with what you do at the Wellness Forum.
Right. And you know, obviously my situation is different. I live a mile from the Wellness Forum. When I'm in Columbus, I'm there every day. So I'm taking home the food from the Wellness Forum. I'm doing takeout, but it's a little bit different in my situation. Now, we ship food all over the country, so you can get almost everything we make shipped to you frozen at any point in time, so we can make it available to you. But I think the bigger issue is no matter where you are, whatever city you live in, restaurants, you know, grocery stores and, for example, Whole Foods doesn't cook to order. They make the stuff and you eat what they make. And they fortunately have good offerings every day. But every restaurant can be taught to cook for you. They all make food to order. And they will make the food without oil. They will take out the chicken and add other vegetables. They will use brown rice instead of white rice, give you potatoes that don't have sour cream on them. So you can order things based on your own preference. And so when I'm not in Columbus, if I'm someplace else or if I'm up at my house on Lake Erie, where I don't really want to cook, and that's not what I go up there to do. I do take out. I just make the food the way that I want to eat it, and so it's healthy. Now, it can be dreadful, and one of the biggest problems with restaurant food is the fat content. Not the quantity. Everybody says the portion control is the problem. Mm-hmm. That's really not it. I mean, large portions of broccoli and rice, you're going to be hard-pressed to gain weight eating that. But
right. But
it's the fat content, lots of oil and butter and you know, that sort of thing that creates
the
problem.
Beaver butt juice and bugs.
Yeah, they'll make it
the bug juice,
for you.
Yeah, so
it's perfectly doable, and convenience does not. People think that if you eat well, it's inconvenient. It's inconvenient to learn and change your pattern, but after 60 days, you have a new pattern, and then that's you can do anything you want.
How many people saw the story of the pizza company that has a new invention that makes it pretty easy? The pizza emergency button is an electronic magnet that you put on your refrigerator. When you want a pizza, you push the button and it wirelessly orders your favorite pizza to go.
Good Lord. Because God knows dialing the phone is just too hard.
Yeah, just too difficult. Exactly. All right, Dr. Pam Popper is here. We're talking about food and wellness as usual in a moment. Some stats from the government that I would like Pam to think about and talk about here on Good Day. It's coming up on 16 past the hour.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkio's vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Pam Popper is here. We're talking about food. Here's a new startup company, Pam. The folks in San Francisco, they're wanting to launch a new food delivery service called the Taco Copter. The Taco Copter, they use unmanned drones to deliver tacos to anybody that calls in and orders through their smartphone. The drone locks on your GPS on the phone, and the tacos are dropped off directly.
That's kind of awesome. I'm sorry.
Technology.
I know Pam is bad, but
we're not going to start delivering food that way here at Wellness Forum. But I'm intrigued.
God Almighty! What in the world? These people
come up. Taco copter. I love it.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Congressional Budget Office says that 45 million people receive supplemental nutritional assistance programs. The stat is one thing that is of value, I suppose, just to know how many people are on some kind of assistance program. What we really have, though, here with the food stamp program, it would seem to me, would be an opportunity for the government to be, you know, responsible, if there's such a word we can put them in the same sentence, or use the bully pulpit to have people who are on food stamps use those coupons for good food.
Right. And there's no requirement that they do it.
No.
And in fact, the government could make that, you know, there are so many things the government could do to make things better, and it's not going to happen because of the influence of agriculture, and we know that's not going to change anytime soon, but at the very least, the government should be saying, look, we're not going to pay for M&Ms and soft drinks and that sort of thing. The idea of setting parameters. In other words, we all live with these types of parameters in other situations, and we understand. So, for example, I'm traveling to Nashville this week to speak for a company, and there are things I can turn in for reimbursement and things that I can't.
Uh-huh.
Now, meals, gas, and mileage, yes, happy to pay for it. Hotel, yes. 12 drinks at the bar for me and my friends, not so much. We all understand right?
Uh-huh.
That's a parameter that goes beyond what the company will pay for, and it's understandable. So the idea of setting some parameters for what does and doesn't qualify should not be an issue, but the argument is always that we're discriminating against people because everybody else can walk into the grocery store
and
buy what they want. Well, if with my own money, I can buy 12 drinks for me and my friends. I just can't spend the company's money that's sponsoring my lecture. So,
all right, the Washington Nationals, Richie, introduced a new 8-pound hamburger
in
their concession stands for the beginning of the baseball season. That's
and
really
it probably will sell well.
Yeah, good Lord.
I hope I get 4 beers with it.
Dr. Pam Popper at thewellnessforum.com here on Good Day.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Giddy to this song.
Yeah. you yanking my chain, or are you really?
No, I'm serious. I actually
tell you why. What is there about the song?
Just zappy. It's a good story.
Yeah. Makes me cry.
Oh, come on.
I know.
So nice.
Yeah. A lot of things wrong with me.
Yeah. You kind of know that. Yeah. Hi, this is the music of Vanessa Williams, who has a new book out called You Have No Idea. Apparently, she has quite a troubled past. She discusses the sexual abuse she suffered as a 10-year-old, secret pregnancy.
That's the hands of a woman, by the way.
Yeah.
It wasn't a man.
She was pregnant, and she had an abortion. She was molested by an 18-year-old female family friend. Didn't know that
and
it was
got
wrong.
Pregnant.
She said, no, I think there were two separate actions.
Okay.
Right.
But
anyway.
What's weird is she didn't know she was molested, I guess, until years later when she was with her boyfriend and all of a sudden she realized that it was inappropriate whatever happened to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think she's been quite good on Desperate Housewives, hasn't she?
Yeah, good addition.
Yeah.
She's very diva-ish, so it's perfect.
Is she? Do you think in real life she is?
I don't know if she's in real life. I know she is on the show, and she has that. She looks like a diva, you know, just
the couple
very
times
put together.
We've had her on the show here.
Yeah.
She's been really cool.
I thought she was okay.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets jobs. She's actually going to be on another show in the fall with Terry O'Quinn from Lost. She's going to play his wife.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, cool.
A supernatural show. I think it's called 666 or something. It's set in New York City, and they go into a haunted apartment or something.
Really? Oh, wow.
All right, so here's our 2020 entertainment question. You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
When Vanessa Williams won the Miss America pageant back in 1984, what state did she represent? No hints, no helps, please. 800-510-8255 for the swell prize. What state did Vanessa Williams win in the Miss America pageant back in 1984? Remember, she had to give up her crown because she was dating or something. What was it that she did that was not allowed?
Didn't she have photos out there?
She had naked,
photos. Yeah. Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Naked photos.
Why? Don't you
woman.
Want your Miss America to look good naked as well as with a bikini?
If I remember correctly, weren't they somewhat provocative with...
Yeah, she was with another woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. So we go back to when she was... I guess I keep my comment to myself.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. So she won the Miss America pageant in 1984. What state did she represent? 800-510. Talk follow is Doug at DougStephan.com, plus any member of the staff, Rich at DougStephan.com. Heather got her DougStephan.com address set up yet?
It's coming.
Really?
Yes.
It's Christmas and New Year's and next year, whatever. It's Roberta at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com.
And there's the Pope at DougStephan.com. You can email him there. So.
Right, you can. Exactly. A Turkish
shampoo. Castro at DougStephan.com.
Poo commercial is upsetting a lot of people. The company is identified as Biomen. B-I-O-M-E-N.
I am Biomen.
They have used archival footage of Adolf Hitler, adding subtitles as if he were endorsing the shampoo. Now, that'd be a surefire way of getting me to buy product. Get Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Great spokesperson.
You know what this probably is? This is probably a play on those YouTube videos where every news situation that pops up, current news, they have the same clip. Of Hitler from a movie, and he goes on this rant about it, but it's the same clip that they use, and they just change the subtitles, and it's hysterical. So they're probably using a play on that.
Right. Okay, coming up, the answer to the question, we want to know the state that Vanessa Williams represented in the Miss America pageant in 1984.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in, except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like a million bucks, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance. balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Take you down to McDonald's.
Down to McDonald's. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our question, having had a conversation about Vanessa Williams, who has a new book called You Have No Idea, telling stories about her life that nobody had an idea about. Does it help to have somebody like that tell some of these stories? Yeah, I think it helps people to relate a little bit. And she's around plugging it because it's an interesting read. We all want to know more about celebrity. There doesn't seem to be enough information with all these TV shows and all the magazines and all of the sections of newspapers devoted to celebrities. So here's the test of how much you know about Vanessa Williams, how good your memory is of the Miss America pageant. Back in 84, she was in it and she won. What state did she represent? 800-510-8255. Domingo in Texas. What do you think?
Good morning, sir. Top of the day to you.
Thank you, and you as well. So what state do you think she represented?
I think she represented South Carolina.
Yep, not correct, sir. Thanks for the try. Mary, where are you?
I'm in Sharon Springs, New York.
There you
good
are.
Morning.
How do you do?
Doing well, thanks, and yourself
good.
Today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So what state do you think was represented by Vanessa Williams in 84?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right. So you're warmer. Let's not try to prolong the agony here. What state do you live in?
New York.
Correct. That's the right answer.
Yay.
Perfect. Yay.
Genius. Yay.
I give Mary a swell prize there, Richie. Mary, thank you very much. It's 20. Amazing how smart my audience is, isn't it? Isn't that great?
And they don't even know it.
You see, the thing about Heather being here with me versus Richie, you being where you are, and Jennifer being where she is, and Roberta, is that she can see me going through my antics.
Yeah, Godspeed, girl.
And I think part of what she chuckles about is my being...
Presence, just your presence.
My presence. Yes. It is. Okay. So, Roberta.
Yes.
New York Times yesterday suggests that Walmart is bribing Mexican officials to get stores put in better places. And Walmart apparently has admitted to greasing the palms of officials all over Mexico to gain building...
That's how you get anything done in Mexico.
Sure.
So I wouldn't be so hard on Walmart.
In any South American country, yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
They paid out $24 million in bribes last year to get things done.
Doesn't surprise me at all. And you know what? I'm not even mad at him.
No.
No, because that's... Literally, in Mexico, you don't want a ticket, you give the federales $20. I swear.
You don't want to button your shirt?
Well, you could probably do that, too, but you might end up in more trouble than if you just offered him a bribe.
Really? Can we be serious for a moment or two? I'm trying to figure out a couple of things. And maybe
only for a moment or two.
Help me. Yeah, for a moment or two. You remember, what was it, 34, 35 years ago, I think it's back in the late 70s, when the milk carton IDs of missing children started?
Yeah.
It wasn't, Jennifer won't remember that, and Heather probably
doesn't remember.
I remember
milk carton.
I remember.
You remember?
Faces on milk cartons,
right.
Sure.
Okay. The police have started to revisit a case that happened when this milk carton thing first started. The face of Eitan Potts.
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah, New York, yeah.
He's a New Yorker. Story. Yep. And came from Soho. Apparently, authorities are now investigating. That's why, Roberta, I thought maybe you might want to, or have the ability to update us a little, what the locals are saying about re-examining the evidence there. It sounds like an episode of Cold Case or something. But apparently they've tracked some, for some reason, they have connected him and his disappearance to a handyman who worked in the building. He went missing on his way to a bus stop.
Yeah, it was the first time they let him walk to the bus stop by himself. I think he was 6.
The first time he went to the bus stop by himself and he was abducted.
6 years
old. Never to be seen again. Never. So, and it took until 2001 to legally declare him dead. But now there is some new information on somebody who may have had a hand in this. I guess that's what it is. And I'm hard-pressed to figure out what they found that bring them back. Why would you, even after all this time, all these years, go back and investigate this unless somebody found something dramatic?
Well, that's what they say. They think they have found some evidence. So they're not saying specifically what it is.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? What about the family, though? Regurgitating this stuff.
Well, it's
although
interesting.
Many,
yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
The parents have not moved or changed their phone number in all this time.
Yeah.
In
apparently,
hopes that he would come back.
What? Somebody took some of his clothes and sprayed it with a new chemical that they didn't have, like DNA. They didn't really have DNA testing back in the 70s. So they've taken that. And they've gone around that basement where they thought he had been taken. Apparently, he lived in a small little apartment with his family in this area of Soho. And I honestly don't know that much about Soho. Roberta, what is there about Soho? Isn't that been gentrified pretty much?
Soho means south of Houston.
Oh.
Or if you're not from New York, you say Houston, but it's really Houston. That's how we know you're a non-New Yorker.
What kind of a neighborhood?
Oh, it's very gentrified. Oh, absolutely. It's a very trendy area, that whole area that used to be, you know, the meatpacking district and just areas that were, you know, no man's land 25, 30 years ago. Now is like, my gosh, you can't touch the condos there. They're
very
millions
expensive.
Of dollars. Very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to live, you know, in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is sort of interesting how these things come back around. The pictures on the milk carton were really the precursor to the Amber Alert, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's the story. Mm-hmm. So how long and how effective is the Amber Alert
Amber Alert's very effective.
It is. It connects people with youngsters. Is there any
Once every couple of weeks, you will see on Facebook everybody spreading an Amber Alert.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like wildfire.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just sometimes you wonder if that's not overhyped. Does it really work? Sometimes when radio stations especially get into these things, they overdo it. The television headlines, everybody. Yeah.
How do you overdo a missing kid?
I don't know.
And, you know, it was named after an actual child that that was abducted.
Right. Yes, Amber.
His name was Amber.
Right. Yeah. It was like the Megan Law. Remember the girl who, I think it was in New Jersey, wasn't she?
Yeah, abducted. Megan. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember? I don't remember what this. I remember her father was very instrumental in getting whatever the law was passed. What do you remember about that, Jennifer?
I don't remember a lot, but I do remember it was named after someone, and her parents became huge activists.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember much of the details. I know that she was taken by somebody, and they didn't get her back. She died.
No. Right. Yeah. Anyway, so there's a lot of this stuff going on. I think most people would agree it's pretty, it's remarkable that you can find some of this stuff, frankly, many years later. But even with as big a country as we have, as many people as we have, watching for when the Amber Alert takes place, watching for everybody, it's sort of like the neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
In a sense, only expanding.
Well, just with the technology that we have today, it's so much easier to...
But isn't there a danger, Richie, with the technology of going overboard? Sometimes people who might not have anything to do with this
stuff... Some will argue it's the technology that creates some of the problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want to be famous.
Yeah, you get on Facebook, you get on, you know... Okay. Some pedophile meets a 13-year-old girl on Facebook or a boy or mm-hmm. whatever it is, and the next thing you know, they're missing.
Yeah.
So it was Megan Conca, by the way.
Megan Conca, yeah. Okay, thank you. In a moment, are you paying fees at your school for your children's sports activities, music activities, things that normally were paid for just because you pay your taxes, real estate taxes, you thought everything was covered, right? And we'll talk a bit about that and see what's going on.
Thank you for that.
What's the problem?
It's like the worst noise in the universe.
That's my, my goose impression.
Animal.
All right, maybe I'll modify a little.
Oh.
Is that better?
That's worse.
It's
my alarm.
It's just a little while ago. I was looking through our soundbite archive, and I found this in the soundbites archive. So, Fred, let me see it. Hold on. We put this in here in.
See how much better I sound.
Let me see.
Now.
In 2007. So for 5 years at least, you've been making that buzzer sound, that annoying buzzer sound. Thank you.
Oh, you got a dead soldier over there. Poor Heather's getting showered with your spit.
Charlotte's right here. She loves all these noise. All right, anyway, I was going to do something exciting, like sell some TH-121. How many of you... I got this stuff all over my lips now. I got this dust all over these things.
That is disgusting.
Okay, boys.
You have one of those. What are those things called? The rogue, the fugitive dust on your lips.
I think Bill Bennett's doing about now.
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't know what you're missing.
Okay. Anyway. Sometimes, changing the pace, the locker room conversations are interesting, Richie. It's also fun to have groups of friends that can openly talk to one another.
I'm staying out of this conversation.
So, well, there are people who are talking in the locker room about TH-121. TH-121, this one fellow said,
yeah,
I am so happy I found TH-121. I feel so great.
Hey, Bill, nice towel. Yeah. I'm so happy I found TH-121. How about you?
A few weeks ago, this may not
Don't drop the soap, Bill.
This may not be the greatest premise for this.
Wow, Bill, I noticed when you dropped that soap that you've been using the TH-121, and man, you look good.
Hey, Bill, that TH-121, you know, really turns me on.
Made me want to take my towel off and snap you from behind.
It's scientifically formulated to not only help you lose the fat, But have you?
Hey, Bill, you want to come up and see my etchings?
Let's see how much. These people are actually going to pay me for this after I get done?
Probably not today. Refund, what we call in the broadcast business, a make good.
It's amazing. This kind of, they'll sell three times as many bottles of this stuff just because of this foolishness. All right, anyway, if I can see
you want to look good in
the... snaps.
I used to talk like this, but now I talk like this thanks to TH-121.
Oh, man.
All right, yo, this is the opportunity for me to give you the phone number. 800-525-2710. Looking great is just seconds a day away.
Or just ask one of the guys in the gym locker room.
Call 800.
Where did you get your TH-121?
525.
Or you can call me.
2710. 800-525-2710 for your own bottle. You actually pay for a bottle and you get a free bottle. And you also, when you order.
Hey, Bill.
This way,
I got one extra free bottle.
You get a free fat blocker.
Like to lose some weight with me and use flat
so you can dump your wife.
Yeah, I'll block your fat anytime, Bill.
800-525. This is worse than Johnny Carson lighting the commercial. Ed's reading the Alpo commercial.
Oh, if I were sitting right next to you, your hand would be on fire right now.
Okay. Anyway, TH-121, you'll want to lose some weight, and you'll use 121 to do it. TH-121, 800-525-2710.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
800-510-8255. Why did I just lost my entire train of thought?
I can't imagine after
school
that
sports.
Oh, right. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, there is a move afoot. This is growing. This is what I like about this kind of conversation, because the grassroots movement, a lot of people are worried about the extra money it's costing to fund sports programs, music programs, basically the programs that you thought were paid for in addition to the regular educational curricula. There have been a lot of, I mean, when I was in school, when most of us were in school, we had all of these things that the schools could do, athletic pursuits for the most part, extracurricular activities in general. And now, even music programs during school hours have been chopped by the federal government because the local systems became too dependent on the money from the federal government. So my question to you is, what sort of fees are you paying for your children when it comes to the things that they want to do in school or associated with school? Do you have any number? Is it a sports-related fee? You're paying for paper? I mean, in New York, don't people have to pay for paper and pencils, Roberta? Isn't it gotten that bad?
In the schools?
Yeah.
Well, no, but you do donate to your classroom.
Yeah, well, the PTA is one thing.
We buy glue, supplies, scissors, everything at the beginning of the year.
That's crazy.
All that stuff. Yeah. $37.
We put that price up on Facebook. You can tell us your story. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Sheely, and plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
That's Johnny Paycheck from the movie of the same name, which was number one at the box office during this week in 1981. Take this job and shove it. Heather, you're not ready to get out of this new job, are you? Yeah?
I was
not yet.
Oh, really?
No.
Very sweet. Okay. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We have a contest based on the birthday of the star of this movie, and that's actually a pretty good movie to be quizzing people on. So we'll get to that in just a... Let's do it now, Rishi. Let's get to it.
Sure.
And we'll have people... Because this is maybe not easy for some. Give you some time to think about it. You win the prize by calling us with the correct identity. Give us a little more information about the movie. Maybe you get a better prize. 800-510-8255. Let's see if you can figure out what the movie is that this audio comes from.
Everything I did for you.
Sounds like he's running for office. 800-510-8255. You get the vote, the voice, right, Chucker? You got the voice?
I'm not quite sure. What year is it again?
I don't have the year. It's the actor turned 75 yesterday who stars in it.
Okay. I know that.
All right, next, Richie, next clip.
I'm going to ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
Got it.
I got it.
Woman.
Everybody got it now? 800-510-8255. Last clue.
Because if it's a mistake, baby, we can do something about it. Find a cure. Then a vaccine. Build up our
systems.
He was great.
You know, the guy is clearly more than an actor. He's really a force of nature.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean,
he's had about three or four roles that go. They're almost like caricatures of himself. In his hands, he just is able to.
You want me on that base? You need me on that base. You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
And now we're confusing everybody.
Why?
That's not the movie.
That's the actor. It's a different movie. That's all. 800-510-8255. Give us the correct answer. You get the prize. Meanwhile, Chucker will have some movie news in a moment. First, though, Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, with an update on Vitacost.
Oh, yeah, Doc, because, you know, the toughest job is being the CEO of your own home. And since nobody does it better than a mom, and I'm a mom, I know that, Vitacost.com has an approach to grocery shopping they call Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics. Mominomics. Because Vitacost.com has your better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, your supplements, even natural and organic foods, and at all up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door absolutely free. That's Mominomics with a capital M. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
What the heck is going on? I'm not seeing people. I figure people would be able to get this. This is one of his better efforts. So put your thinking caps on. While Chucker brings us up to date on box office totals from this past weekend. Any surprises, Chucker?
Somewhat in terms of numbers, this is a surprise. The comedy Think Like a Man, which is based on a relationship book by comedian Steve Harvey, place number one, did $33 million in business.
Really?
Now, it's Sony or Screen Gems, which released it, expected it to do in the $15 million range, so it doubled its total. It's also good news for people who backed it because it only cost $12 million to make. The Lucky One, another romantic movie from the writer Nicholas Sparks, who did the love story The Notebook, placed second, $22.8
million. Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Let's go back to number one. That was the one that the kid that was in...
Entourage is in?
Yeah.
And a comedian called Kevin Hart. I'm not too familiar with him. But I know that it was heavily promoted on Facebook and Twitter. This guy's got a huge Twitter following. His name's Kevin Hart, and got people to the theater. So $33 million is good business. I went to see The Lucky One with my wife and daughter. I know critics weren't kind, but I got to admit I like it. It's a date movie, a company movie. Zac Efron was the male lead. Taylor Schilling, who starred in an NBC TV series titled Mercy a few years ago, which was canceled. This is a feature film debut. I got to say, Doug, I liked it. I thought she was very appealing.
I didn't see the movie, but I liked the trailers. It looked like a nice flick. Yeah.
Number three was The Hunger Games, $14.5, $356 million in 4 weeks of release. Disney's nature film Chimpanzee placed fourth, $10.2, and The Three Stooges ran up the top five, $9.2. $30 million in 2 weeks on a $30 million
That's stupid.
Now, expect a lot of the big summer films to open in the next few weeks. So Marvel's The Avengers, May 4th, will be the first really, really big one.
Gus, what's the name of that movie?
That One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Jack Nicholson?
You got the right star, for sure, but not the right movie. Steve's in Monroe, Louisiana. What's the name of the movie, Steve?
Hoffa.
Another good guess with the right actor. Dwayne, what do you think?
Witches of Eastwick.
Jack Nicholson turned 75 yesterday. Witches of Eastwick. All right, good job. 59 after on good day.